Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, September 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office still needs your help in identifying an individual in reference to a burglary. An individual was seen on video surveillance at the Moose Lodge at 117 King Road in Wauchula around 2:30 a.m. on August 31st. Pictures of the surveillance video can be found on their Facebook page. If you can identify who the individual is, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Anonymous tips can be called into Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Crime Stoppers tips may be eligible for a cash reward. Your local events, Hardy County is in the process of updating the County's Land Development Code, or LDC. The LDC guides residential and non-residential development throughout the county. You can join them to discuss updates to the LDC. Stop by anytime tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. September 16th at the Hardy County Commission Chambers at 412 West Orange Street in room 102. For more information, you can contact Todd Miller, the Planning Director of Hardy County, at 863-767-1964 or email todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The address once again is room 102 at 412 West Orange Street. For more information, you can contact Todd Miller, 863-767-1964, or todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The Hardy vs. Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up on Saturday, September 25th, starting at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which includes meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course at 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, you can call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Avon Park and take on the Red Devils in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting at 7:25 right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for a family support worker. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. Westgate Resorts is looking for a mini-mart cashier, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of cash handling and customer service experience are preferred, and the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a collision center administrative assistant, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of customer service experience are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out with intermittent clouds, a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east southeast at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour. The humidity 72%, extremely humid. Dew point 75, cloud cover 70%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 17,500 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with highs around 90. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms early in the evening. Then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Partly cloudy after midnight with lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 60% chance of rain. Thursday, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, south winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 80%. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You are all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Peanut Commission is hosting a photo contest that runs through October 1st to fill the pages of its 2022 Georgia Peanut calendar. According to AgWire.com, photo entries must be taken during the 2020 or 2021 peanut crop year and feature peanut production. Entries must also be high resolution, at least 300 dpi, horizontal, and not taken with a phone. Otherwise, they may be disqualified. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics quarterly census of employment and wages shows wage and salary employment in agriculture has been stable the past decade. Since 2010, it's gradually seen a 9% increase in jobs. AgriMarketing.com reports growth was fastest in the livestock subsector with an 18% increase and crop support services up 13%. Firms in those subsectors provide services like farm labor contracting, custom harvesting, and animal breeding services. $700 million in competitive grant funding will be made available through the USDA's new Farm and Food Workers Relief Program to help farm workers and meatpacking workers with pandemic-related health and safety costs. Announced last week, $20 million of this will be set aside for at least one pilot program to support frontline grocery workers and test options for reaching them in the future. The new program is funded by the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 and is part of USDA's Build Back Better efforts.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to multiminusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Something a little lighter today. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is looking for someone to open the 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Houston with their best rendition of the national anthem. The contest winner will perform the Star Spangled Banner at the convention's opening general session on February 1st, as well as another night during the three-day event. The winner will also receive a round-trip airfare to Houston, a hotel room for three nights, free convention registration, plus a pair of boots, jeans, and a shirt from Roper or Stetson. Any member of the NCBA, the American National Cattlewomen, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, or family member is eligible to participate in the contest unless they've won in the past. The 9th Annual NCBA National Anthem Contest is accepting entries for the opportunity through October 15th. Not a singer? The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is also offering college students a behind-the-scenes experience through its annual convention internship program. The college students whose applications are accepted will assist in social media posting, setting up meeting locations, and also assisting at committee meetings. They'll be able to network with industry stakeholders and gain some valuable experience.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. Boeing said Tuesday that the airline industry is showing signs of recovering from the pandemic, and it raised its bullish prediction about demand for airline and military planes and other aerospace products and services. The company predicted that the aerospace market will be worth $9 trillion over the next decade. General Motors plans to invest $50 million by 2025 to help improve access to education in Detroit, employment opportunities, and city neighborhoods. The automaker said Tuesday that it is working with the city on the initiative and that the funding will go through Detroit-based nonprofits. On Wall Street, the Dow down 292 points to 34,577. The NASDAQ dropped 67 to 15,037. And the S&P 500 down 25 points to 4,443. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Drew Rasmussen combined with four relievers and a three-hitter, and Brandon Lowe homered as the Tampa Bay Rays became the first American League team to reach 90 wins by beating Toronto 2-0 last night. Lowe says he can feel the AL East title getting closer.
You know, we feel good as a team. You know that we got to keep rolling out and playing our best baseball. You know, if we go out there and we keep thinking about, you know, eight games to clinch, or, you know, we have a shot to clinch, it's going to catch up to us, and we're gonna start stumbling.
Toronto dropped into a tie with New York for the two AL wild cards, with Boston a half game back. The Yankees beat the Orioles 7-2, while the Red Sox were downing Seattle 8-4. All-star slugger Adolis Garcia tied the Rangers' single-season rookie record with his 30th homer, and last-place Texas beat the West-leading Astros 8-1. In skipper Joe Maddon's first game back at Chicago, his Angels lost to the Central-leading White Sox 9-3. Cleveland split with Minnesota, winning the first game 3-1, losing the second 6-3. Kansas City rallied from an early six-run hole to beat Oakland 10-7. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, it was L.A. 8-4 over Arizona. Tony Gonsolin, who scattered two hits over five scoreless innings, saw the Dodgers become the second team of the majors this season to clinch a postseason berth.
To be able to contribute to it makes me feel a lot better. It was a new experience, and it was a lot of fun.
San Francisco, the other team to clinch so far, beat San Diego 6-1 as the Giants stay 2.5 games ahead of L.A. for the West lead. Atlanta put two on in the ninth, but ended up losing to Colorado 5-4. Philadelphia missed a chance to pick up ground, running 4.5 games behind the East-leading Braves as they lost to Chicago 6-3. The Phillies have lost 6 of 7. Edmundo Sosa hit the go-ahead single in a 3-run 11th inning as St. Louis beat New York 7-6. The streaking Cardinals, with 4 wins in a row, vaulted into the second NL wildcard slot. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 6-5. The Reds fall half game behind in the wildcard race. Washington was an 8-2 win over Miami. Interleague action, Detroit edged NL Central leader Milwaukee 1-0 in 11 innings. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula, at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: anyone who says good morning on a Monday is a definite sociopath. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.